Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Tonight's forecast clear, lows around 40. The Sturtevant Village Board and its Plan Commission approved a conditional use permit for the Real School last night, following a closed session that lasted for more than 2 hours and included negotiations between the attorneys for the Racine Unified School District and the Village. Village President Steve Jansen said he felt it was time to work out something that both sides could agree on.
It was best for us tonight to just sit down, and I said to the board when we went to close, the goal is let's get this done, let's put to bed. I mean, you know, let's just get it done, and that's what we did.
David Hazen, the district's chief operating officer, said many of the issues that concerned the district were dealt with. And although the district indicated a need to have the permit by April 1st, Hazen said he believes the school can open on time this fall. Details of the agreement were not released, both sides waiting for documents to be drawn up by their attorneys. Back in February, Racine's S.C. Johnson announced an Empty the Bucket food drive. With the visit of national motivational speaker Inky Johnson, a former star cornerback at the University of Tennessee who overcame a career-ending injury through hard work, fortitude, and emptying the bucket every day. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
St. Lucie School, the Real School, and J.I. Case High School all won their respective divisions, tipping the scales with a combined 30,000 pounds of food going to the Racine County Food Bank. Each school, as a result, gets a $7,500 donation for their athletic programs from S.E. Johnson. Kelly Semrau is Senior VP of Global Corporate Affairs, Communication, and Sustainability for the company. And in a statement, she says it is our hope the food drive is the start of even bigger things to come as Racine youth continue to push themselves to be better and to do better. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
In light of a $100,000 donation by the Racine Rotary Founders Club to go with the city's $50,000 contribution, and in spite of a $240,000 bid, the Racine Common Council approved Absolute Construction to create a new permanent stage at the festival site. Amanda Gain is director of the Civic Center venues and said the main goal right now is to get the stage built before summer kicks into high gear.
We don't have to have the alternate bids that we were looking at. We had just come up with some additional projects to maybe see if down the road it would make sense, or we wanted to see where we would come in at budget to see if we possibly had some where we could look at some of those alternate bids and make them happen.
In addition to cost reduction talks, the Public Works Committee was told the Rotary Club might also consider a donation increase if need be. The race for Racine mayor could turn into a wide open affair leading up to the primary, another familiar name popping up in the conversation. Retired police officer, Hispanic community activist, and one-time school board member Wally Rendon indicates he plans to run. Two announced candidates at this point are State Representative Corey Mason and former school board member and President Melvin Hargrove. No date for the election can be scheduled by the Common Council until Mayor Dickert's resignation date is known. A Kenosha police officer who punched a man seeing his wife while on duty New Year's outside of the hospital is being recommended for dismissal from the force by the chief. In court this week, Kendall West pleaded guilty to a pair of disorderly conduct charges for the incident and was fined $1,000. West is now also facing disciplinary termination in a filing by Chief Dan Miskinis with the Police and Fire Commission. The 15-page complaint includes information about another encounter between West, again while on duty with his wife, and a man at a local motel Christmas Eve. West's attorney says his client, who's an Army vet, is being treated for post-traumatic stress syndrome and plans to challenge the termination, for which a hearing is scheduled April 20th. The Center for Children's Literature will hold a spring book sale from 9 to 1 p.m. tomorrow, April 8th, in the Hedberg Library at Carthage College, featuring books for children and young adults. Hardcover books will cost $3 each and paperbacks $1, with some free books also available. The Center for Children's Literature features a nationally recognized collection of more than 25,000 titles. It's known for organizing workshops, reading programs, and lectures with well-known authors. All books being sold are received directly from the publishers or were once part of Carthage's collection of books. Proceeds from the sale allow Carthage to expand its collection and to fund author visits to campus. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. Our forecast is coming up.